USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. and Western allies slammed Russia Friday for spreading propaganda, disinformation, and, quote, nonsense at the United Nations Security Council. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of making biological weapons in cahoots with the U.S. American Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, suggested that Russia protests too much.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate. We continue to believe it is possible that Russia may be planning to use chemical or biological agents against the Ukrainian people.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a video requesting direct talks with his Russian counterpart, but all signs indicate Putin is not ready to do so. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Four American soldiers were killed in an incident that is not related to the war in Ukraine. The four Marines were participating in a previously scheduled NATO exercise known as the Cold Response Drill when the Osprey aircraft they were traveling in crashed in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The Cold Response Drill began this past Monday and involves 30,000 troops from 27 countries. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Dean of the House, Alaska Congressman Don Young, has died. He earned that title due to him being the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives, his first swearing-in taking place 49 years ago. Young's office said the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to the last frontier. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities were elderly with underlying health conditions. China has had a zero COVID strategy since the initial outbreak in Wuhan in 2019, involving lockdowns and mass testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
There's a new COVID concern here in the States. USA Radio's John Hunt is in Washington.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
A European car maker has issued a recall in North America.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. The recall comes just days after the Associated Press reported that nearly 50 people had complained to U.S. safety regulators about the problem, some reporting nearly being rear-ended by other vehicles. Many reported that warning lights and alarms would go off, the driver's side windows would roll down, and the SUVs would suddenly brake while in traffic. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The stars are expected to shine for a 10-hour telethon next weekend to benefit war victims in Ukraine. Stars in the House will air March 26th online, on YouTube, and on Sirius XM. Donations will benefit the International Rescue Committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.